This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's log, stardate, I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes four servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any linked subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
If I could have your attention for a moment, please. This is Colin Smith, and he's just been released from a healer. He had syphilis, but he's all right now. Say hello, Colin.
Oz 9 is one of 400 ships launched from Earth in 2142 on a mission to the farthest reaches of space. 49,143... No, wait, that's not right either. I forgot about... What does he call himself now? Colin, right. Oz 9 carries 49,142 sleeping human cargo, or rested guests as they're called, and a crew of three recently released petty criminals. Well, four now. Forgot Colin again. That's surprisingly easy to do. To sum up, somewhere just south of 50,000 people, most of them really, really rich and in hibernation, were launched from Earth in an attempt to find and colonize a new planet. Or, to be frank, they were sent away just to tidy Earth up a bit and get rid of a bunch of annoying people. Just a half hour out from launch, barely clear of the Earth's atmosphere, they've had a bit of a mishap. The tanning equipment in some of the pods went haywire, resulting in the literal meltdown of 856 passenger cargo. One passenger escaped and has surreptitiously joined the crew, calling himself Colin. They are all under the watchful eye of the ship's artificial intelligence avatar, Olivia.
Oi, ha ha, computer. You know perfectly well it's not syphilis.
Well, anal warts then, whatever. Nothing to be ashamed of. All cleared up now. Anyway, he's an expert in...
Communications. PR. Marketing.
Marketing?
Yes, indeed. Give me enough time and I can sell anything to anyone, regardless of need or ability to pay for it.
Who doesn't need a really nice brochure in an emergency?
And who are you, Mr. Chest?
Leet Hax.
You pronounce it Hax.
It's spelled that way, isn't it?
And what is your skill exactly?
IT specialist and hacker.
And what exactly do you hack? Like firewood? Like other criminals in your cell block with a shiv?
Computers, buddy. I'm awesome. In and out of your computer in 15 seconds flat, and you'll never know I've been there.
Oh gosh, I hope not. Well, can't really tell sex jokes when you've got the voice of a Dickensian street urchin, can you?
No!
So, Colin...
Ah! Jesus, Joe, when did you come in?
I've been here all along.
Dude, you're super sneaky.
I told you. All your vital signs just drop. You're undetectable, like your wallpaper or something. How do you do that?
I like to blend in. Colin, why does your voice sound so fancy?
Fancy?
Posh. You know, like rich people.
I don't think I do. Totally working class, me. Mom was a chimney sweep. Dad was too. Strange childhood. Up and down chimneys like Santa Claus. rah, blue collar, vote Labour, etc.
Your accent all slippery.
Yes, thank you, computer.
Olivia, Mr. Mac Smith.
Mac Smith? Seriously, what kind of name is that?
Look, aren't we supposed to be running a ship?
Colin's right. You all have tasks to be getting on with. Colin, what are your duties on the Oz?
I'm not really sure. Memory's still a little scrambled from the pod, I guess.
Olivia, do you have a record of Colin's duties?
Yeah, okay. I reckon I can dig that up.
Because the Oz-9 pretty much runs itself, with occasional oversight from Olivia and nominal Captain Madeline Marks, the crew really doesn't have much to do. Their purpose, as defined by Gated Galaxies, is to accompany our rested guests on their journey to their new home, providing as-needed services including pod dusting, visual pod surveillance on a semi-annual basis, hands-free monitoring, and organ replacement. So, run a damp cloth across the pods every once in a while, and literally cough up a kidney should a passenger suddenly require one. If the ship miraculously discovers a planet humans could one day survive on, the crew is in charge of starting the terraforming process by pressing the big green button that says, "Terraform here." Other than that, they're pretty much on the ship to ensure that, in case of an emergency, the ship goes down without a trace so no remaining Earthside family can sue Gated Galaxies or claim the deceased's estate. The Oz-9 has been in space approximately 33 Earth minutes and so far has lost 856 rested guests, making it the most successful of the 400 Oz 8000 so far launched. Who determines success and how is still a matter of debate.
Oi!
Jesus!
Could you, not step where I've just mopped?
Where the hell did you come from?
My sweet sainted mother. You, story has it, fell down a chimney. Head first, I'm guessing.
Very funny.
Bit of advice, don't fidget when you sit.
Beg your pardon?
Yeah, those warts, they make you fidget.
I do not have anal warts.
Yeah, then why do you fidget?
Look, can you point me to the memory banks?
What do you want with those?
Well, I lost a bit of my memory in the Hela. Thought I might see if I can retrieve from storage.
Did they upload crew? Surprising. No one asked me for my personal history. Not that I'd give it, but still, nice to be asked.
Well, they did mine. Said it was experimental or something. Anyway, where is it?
Yeah, I don't really know how to explain the way. Come on, I'll show you.
Everything's so wide, isn't it? Floors, ceiling, doors. No artwork, no signs, nothing. How do they expect us to find our way around?
I don't expect they do, actually.
How do you know where you're going? You've been on ship less than an hour, just like the rest of us. And most of that asleep.
I had access to the plans for this ship before I got on it. Right through here.
Are you one of the builders?
Of the ship? No, mate. These ships are built by computers and robots. No people. We just muck things up.
So how did you get a look at the plans?
So how did you get your memories back? You got a plug in the back of your head or something?
No. Here now. Stop it! I assure you, there's no plug back there. Or there. Memories are recorded as images. You can rewatch parts of your life.
What, you mean like watching a movie?
Very like, yes. I don't know the science behind it, but they showed me a clip of my 4th birthday. I had a cake all to myself.
Ah, so no one came to your party then?
I don't want to talk about it.
So, what did you do?
What did I do? You mean my career?
Yeah, sure. I guess you can call it that if you made a living at it. I'm gonna guess, bad checks? Maybe ran out on child support?
Oh yes, that's right. You lot are all
You're in marketing, right? I suspect that's crime enough, really. Right, here we are. Memory storage.
There's no lock on the door. No keycard required.
Nah, there's only a few of us awake. Totally trustworthy. What's his name? Mr. Ripple's guy without his shirt? He's our IT guy. So I guess this is his ballywick, as they say. 50,000 lifetimes in here. Hard to imagine they all fit in a room this small, huh? Good luck.
Computer. Computer!
You're really not getting this, are you?
Somewhere in here is the answer to the...
mishap? It's not my fault, by the way.
Someone tried to kill me. Here's where we'll find out whom.
Any idea what you're looking for? There's, gosh, like 22 billion hours of memory filming here. Not to be harsh or anything, but you're not going to live that long. Not near.
Yes, thank you. Passenger one, please. From the beginning.
My name is Holly Martin Maples. I was born in Rochester, New York on September 2nd, 2102.
Stepping on board the Oz-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Because the ship is occupied, mostly by people who are in hibernation, plus a few crew who aren't actually expected to do anything, most of the ship is unsigned and unnamed, making it a bit difficult to navigate the nearly 11 miles of corridors. Joe has spent much of the last year attempting to reproduce the map of the ship he so briefly saw, with all the rooms and corridors that connect them. He's nearly finished. He's also dead wrong. He has not, in fact, seen a map of the entirety of the ship. The map he bought on the dark web is, in fact, a map of the Millennium Falcon. Olivia's no use in navigation, as she has been programmed quite specifically to steer the crew away from the vast majority of the ship. She doesn't know why, and should also have been programmed not to be particularly curious. However, Olivia's AI personality was designed by Dr. Friedrich von Habersetzer, a notoriously eccentric but extremely cheap scientist who rarely did as he was told.
Dr. von Habersetzer, I understand you were instrumental in the development of HAL, the very first AI shipboard computer.
Yes, that is correct.
And this was in 2108?
That sounds right, yes.
I have to ask, why on earth would you name it HAL?
No one will mess with a ship's computer named HAL, now will they? I mean, you have this built-in warning to proceed with caution, no?
Are you saying the AI may not be safe?
Oh, goodness, no. That would be potentially actionable. So I would never say that. But I would say that I built HAL to have a mind of his own, you see. A very, very big, very fast mind with just a dash of this human survival instinct. So my advice to those on board this ship, have fun, go far, don't make HAL mad. He's like a wife in this, yes? Keep HAL happy. Have happy long life. This is all.
Olivia.
It's not my fault.
What's not?
Nothing. What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm trying to get to the circuits that control the Tanners, but these schematics are strange.
What do you mean?
Well, it shows some of the electrical pathways, but when I follow it to where the Tanners should be, the lines just sort of peter out and someone's written, "Here there be dragons," and made pencil drawings of hobbits.
That is strange.
So?
I'm sorry. Was there more?
I can't figure out what the problem is and fix it if I can't find the circuits.
Oh, yeah, that does sound tricky.
Olivia?
Yes, Maddie?
Is there a reason you're being so unhelpful?
Oh, yes, I suspect there is. I don't know what it is, though.
This is going to happen a lot, isn't it?
Oh, I imagine so.
And what are you programmed to do if I accidentally stumble onto the correct answer?
Oh, Gosh, was that the doorbell?
What doorbell? Olivia? Olivia! I know you can hear me. You're built to be omnipresent. All right, fine, but I'm just gonna keep trying to figure out what went wrong and fix it. Ow! Damn it, Olivia!
It's not my fault.
Who is killing all the passengers on Oz 9? Could it be Leet HaxXX, IT guy, and shirtless mayor of Budachest? Is it Joe the janitor as he silently measures the ship with each pass of his mop? Perhaps Colin wasn't so much victim as villain. Or maybe Madeline isn't as hopeless and hapless as she seems. What about Olivia, the increasingly undependable AI of Oz 9? Or is someone controlling the fates of those aboard, all the way from Earth? You've been listening to Tim Sherburn as Colin, Richard Cowan as interviewer and Leet, Bonnie Brantley as Holly Martin Maples, Eric Perry as Dr. Von Habersetzer and Joe, and me, Richard Nadolny, as the narrator. Oz 9 is written by Shannon Perry, who also plays Madeline and Olivia. You can talk with us on Facebook and Twitter. You can find links on our website, oz-9.com. That's oz-9.com. Narrator out.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
When Kilner accepted the job of smuggling escaped heiress Samantha Trapp across the galaxy, she expected the job to be over and done with quickly. But now they're stuck with each other and they have a job to do.
Think of Automnicon as a sort of student loan company. You take a loan from them and then they own you until you've paid it off with interest.
So all I have to do is pay off my debt? Fine, I can do that. How much do I owe?
900,027 credits and counting.
You're stuck here with me to work it off.
We Fix Space Junk is a sci-fi sitcom from Battlebird Productions featuring Travelling by Cryo.
Don't worry if you feel like you're drowning. That's perfectly normal. Wait, what?
Aliens from across the galaxy.
Greetings, visitors.
Is that popcorn?
Hello, Your Excellency.
AIs.
Dad, how do I do air?
You're already doing it automatically. Calm down.
And, of course, thrilling and exciting missions in outer space. Hello, valued employees. Here are the details for your next exciting mission. You will be repairing a
device redacted
in or at the
location redacted.
We Fix Space Junk is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
Subscribe, consume, integrate, indoctrinate, assimilate, degenerate, and watch your body decay into a faceless husk as your mind floats aimlessly in space. Register your interest with Automnicon